Well, good evening and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring the best in Chazanis and all other kinds of Jewish music. I hope you're enjoying the program. I know many of you are listening to this on the archive and you really don't care what the score of the Yankee game is, but at the moment it's 2-0, but it's a long game. Go Yankees. Anyway, thanks for joining with me. Don't forget that if you want to reach me, it's very, very simple. You can email me at cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com. I do try to respond to most of your requests. It's not easy, but I get a lot of strange requests. Do I have this record, that record? But usually I do. Well, can you believe that Hanukkah is around the corner? No, yeah, it's, what, 5-6 weeks ago to go? What is it, the beginning of December? Okay, I'm going to start getting you in the mood. This is from an album, Hooked on Hanukkah. Okay, I was just looking at the calendar. It's Erev Hanukkah is December 1st. How about that? December 1st. Wow. It's 5 or 6 weeks away. And I have a suggestion, by the way. Those of you who have children and grandchildren, which I think is quite a few of you who are listening, if you want to get a really meaningful Hanukkah present, I suggest that you start someone off, your child, your grandchild, whoever, on a starter set of good Jewish music, some CDs, and not what I call the Yabba Dabba Doo music. Maybe even throw in a cantorial album, a little Yiddish, a little Hasidic, a little Karl Bach or Benzion Schenker, Mordechai Ben David, Avram Fried. There's a great array, and of course, one of the great sources for purchasing CDs is mostlymusic.com. Now, you know, I don't do commercials, and I don't ask for funding, although I do appreciate every once in a while. Paul and others have been so kind to help me fund this venture that I do. But this is not a paid commercial. This is a commercial from the heart because Mendy Werdiger has been so good to me and has helped me get started with this internet program. A year and a half ago, I approached him, and he was very kind and so helpful. So, Mendy, I hope you're listening. Mazel tov on the recent marriage of your daughter. And for those of you who really want to be smart about your Hanukkah present, that it might start some child or grandchild off on a lifelong love of Jewish music. Go to your computer. You're obviously listening to this on the computer. Go to mostlymusic.com, mostlymusic.com, and they have only the best of Jewish music available. And buy a few CDs and get your child or your grandchild started on a lifelong love of Jewish music. I've told you many times in the past, I did not discover Jewish music until I was 41 years old. 1977. I knew nothing about it before then. No Chazanis, no Yiddish, no Kalbach, nothing. So you can acquire the taste, and it's very important to get the young people started on the right foot. So obviously, if you're listening to this program, I know where your inclinations lie. So help spread the beautiful music. Okay, let's go on to Yigal Bashan with Al Shlosha Devarim. I hope that this is going to work. No, let's see. No, we're going to start with the Diaspora Yeshiva Band with Hu Yiftach. No, that's not it. Let me just try and figure out what's going on here. Let me see. Al Shlosha Devarim. I don't think this is going to work. Let's just try one more. Okay. This is what we call a technical problem. Let's see if this is going to work. Rabbi Nachman with Boch Rabbeinu. Let's see.
Boch Rabbeinu Nismecha, Boch Rabbeinu Nogila, Venismecha, Boch. Boch Rabbeinu Nogila, Boch Rabbeinu Nismecha, Boch Rabbeinu Nogila, Venismecha, Boch. Boch Rabbeinu Nagila, 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 Venismecha, Boch. Boch Rabbeinu Nagila, 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 Venismecha, Boch. Boch Rabbeinu Nagila, Boch Rabbeinu Nismecha, Boch Rabbeinu Nagila, Venismecha, Boch. Boch Rabbeinu Nagila, Boch Rabbeinu Nismecha, Boch Rabbeinu Nagila, Venismecha, Boch. Oh,
that an album of Rebbe Nachman selections, and I'll be playing a little more of that in the future. I was at I guess it was a presentation in honor of Issachar Meron a week or so ago, and I had the pleasure of meeting Kenny Caron. Kenny Caron came out with a new CD, and it's called the Lower East Side. Many of you are aware. He wrote this song, "Jerusalem Is Ours." It's a beautiful, beautiful selection. This is a little different. This is in English. It's called "Candlesticks," and this is Kenny Caron.
Crafted from silversmith's talents and skills, wedding day gift from the white Russian hills. Welcome the Sabbath as flames fill the air. My Bobby's candlesticks dance through each moment of prayer. Crossing the ocean to freedom and choice, sacred possession, antiquity's voice, willed as a link to the ties of the past. My mama's candlesticks flickered till she breathed her last. Three generations symbolically chose as a reaffirmation their faith had proposed to begin every seventh day, lighting their quest with a day of thanksgiving, a true day of rest, while the women of valor and all righteous men sing of God's blessings and close with amen. Wave of the hands, a transcending mystique. My sister's candlesticks bless every day of the week. Layers of silver refreshed and restored, strength of tradition still opening doors. Each new discovery kindles new sparks. These ancient candlesticks brighten our way through the dark.
That's from a new CD of Kenny Caron. That was Candlesticks. Okay, let's hear Alberto Abe Mizrahi with Amen, Amen, Shem Nora.
Ayom leha mefat na vidyon divare. החול בתוך הכינור יזמר לו יחרלו שמו שמו במחול בתוך הכינור יזמרו לו הרלו בתק השופר הרלו בנבר וכינור
Alberto Mizrahi with Amen Shem Nora. Yes, Hanukkah, Erev Hanukkah is December 1st and December 4th, Motzi Shabbos. There are two wonderful, wonderful cantorial concerts planned for that evening. First at Manhattan Beach Jewish Center, where Pinchas Cohn is the chazan. You can hear Netanel Herstik and Yankee Glemmer together with Pinchas Cohn. That should be a really wonderful evening. You know my bias towards Yankee Glemmer. I don't hide that. And at Park East, there's a Health God and Farkash. So those of you who love Chazonis, you have quite a bit to choose from there. Again, that's December 4th at the Manhattan Beach Jewish Center. I'll be giving you more information about those two concerts in the near future, but you may want to put that down on your calendar. Let's hear one more of Alberto Mizrahi, and this is Tumbalalaika.
Steht aber Gruner Tracht, Tracht und Tracht die ganze Nacht, Wemmen zu nehmen und nicht verschämen, Wemmen zu nehmen und nicht verschämen.
Tumbala, 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 Laika, Tumbala, 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 Laika, Tumbala, Laika, Spielbala, Laika, Tumbala, Laika, Freilach so sein.
Tumbalalaika, tumbalalaika, spielbalalaika, tumbalalaika. Mädel, Mädel, ich will bei dir fragen, was kann wachsen, wachsen ohne Regen? Was kann brennen und nicht aufhören? Was kann wenken, weinen und trären? Tumbalalaika, tumbalalaika, spielbalalaika, tumbalalaika.
Tumbalalaika, tumbalalaika, tumbalalaika,
tumbalalaika, tumbalalaika. laika, tumba la laika, tumba la laika. Narischer Bocher, wo starfst du fregen? A Steinchen wachsen, wachsen und regen. Liebe kann brennen und die Teufel werden. A Harz kann denken, weinen und rären. Tumara, 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 laika, tumara, 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 laika, tumara, laika, tumara, laika, spirbara, laika, tumala, tumara, laika, tumara, laika, tumara, laika, tumara,
Alberto Mizrahi with, yes, Tumbala Laika. Yes, I did say that sometime in the future we're going to have a Yiddish festival. I'll get around to it. I want to plan it properly. I spoke to my friend Bob Friedman, who is perhaps the leading Yiddishist in the world in terms of Yiddish music. By the way, those of you who love Yiddish, you can go to the University of Pennsylvania library. And it's amazing what you can find about Jewish music, Yiddish music, at the University of Pennsylvania library. Just Google it, and it's the Bob Friedman, that's F-R-E-E-D-M-A-N. Just Google Bob and Molly Friedman and Yiddish music, and you'll go to this wonderful, wonderful website. Okay, this is not Yiddish in words, but this is the Grina Kazina, Gordon Jenkins. Well, that's what happens when you rely on the album cover. I thought that was going to be the Grina Kazina. Now let me see if I can figure out 3:45. Well, maybe that was it. Thank you. I don't know what's happening here. You cannot rely on jacket covers. I usually listen. Okay, the first selection is correct. Romania. That was Vusus Gavain is Gavain. Jenkins. Okay, look, I don't know what's happening. Technical problems, huh? Okay, this better work. This is a CD that I made earlier. I was, I'm in the car a lot now. I tell you, I'm driving a lot around New Jersey looking at sites for a certain company. And so I'm listening to a lot of CDs all the time, and I had this Jackie Mason in London from, I guess it was around 1996 or 97, and obviously I'm always on the cell phone when I'm in the car, and let's just hear, we're going to hear two bits. The first one, if you haven't heard this one, I think it applies to all of us.
And the rest of the Jews have to get on the phone in the car. Hello, I'm in the car, I'm in the car. I'm in the car, I'm in the car. You got the wrong number? So what? I'm in the car. I'm in the car. They love to tell you, I'm in the car, I'm in the car. Right now, our Jews are on highways all over America going absolutely nowhere. Just yelling, I'm in the car, I'm in the car. And they don't even care that you can't hear one word on the car phone. Could you hear anything? The whole thing is a hearing test. You hear me now? You hear me now? You hear me now? I'm turning the corner. You hear me now? I'm around the corner. You hear me now? Hello, hello, I'm calling. Hello, you hear me now? If the phone in your house worked that way, you would throw it out in a second. For $6, you would throw it right out. But for $9,000, I'm in the car! Not only that, they're always involved in accidents because of these car phones. They're always involved in accidents because they have no time to watch the highway. They're too busy thinking, who else could I call? I could call. I could call. Gentiles are crashing from drinking and Jews are crashing from dialing. I'm in the car. Hello.
Oh, that is so true. I'm in the car. Some of the things that he does are just so true to our lives. Of course, this next bit about doctors, it's sad. Some of us are reaching this age where we have so many friends and perhaps ourselves needing doctors, but perhaps... Well, listen to this. This is a very, very funny bit.
Tell the truth. You ever see a completely healthy Jew in your life? I never saw a completely healthy Jew in my life. Jews are always sick. That's why Jews are all experts on doctors. Why, did you ever see a Jew that's not an expert on doctors? I don't know one Jew in the world that doesn't know the biggest doctor, the biggest. If a Gentile needs a doctor, she's assigned doctor close enough. A clinic, chumas and trout, we get. When a Jew needs a doctor, they consult with every doctor in it. There is not one Jew that's not a consultant upon doctors. By the time they pick out a doctor, they'll all tell you, this is the biggest doctor, the biggest. Jews only know the biggest. I never met a Jew that doesn't know the biggest. You know how big he is, they'll all tell you. He is so big. They'll all tell you the same thing. You can't get in. That's how big he is. You can't get in. If a Jew hears you could get in, they'll never go there. Jews only go to doctors where you can't get in. You can't get in before you know 300 Jews are online. What are you doing here? I heard you can't get in. I'm here. Why, are you sick? Not right now, but I'm not going to wait till the last minute. They always tell you can't get in, and they always tell you can't get in for the same reason. It's always the same reason, because he's the head of the hospital. Did you ever hear of a Jew in your life that went to a doctor who's not the head? If he's not the head, they wouldn't even talk to him. He's only for Gentiles. Forget about it. Jews only go to the head. He is the head, the Lord, the head. Not only the head of this hospital, he's the head of every hospital. Used to be the head of Mount Sinai, now he's the head of Mount Hebron. They wanted him to be the head of Mount Rushmore. He turned it down. He is too big. He is so big, you can't get in. You know how long it takes to see this doctor? 8 years. 8 years is the minimum. The Lord tell you, 8 years, the minimum. Minimum is 8 years. That's with a connection. Without a connection, 11 years. 11 years, minimum. Minimum, 11 years. The other guy always has to top you. What's 11 years? 11. My doctor, 23 years minimum. Minimum. That's with a connection. Without a connection, 39 years minimum. You think that's a doctor? My doctor is so big that nobody has seen him yet. Nobody ever saw this doctor. That's how big he is. One guy saw him, couldn't believe it. He died from the shock.
That was in London 13 or 14 years ago, and he's pretty good. I think I'm going to see him in Queens Motzi Shabbos. Yes, he's appearing in Queens, Jackie Mason. Let's see if he still has it. Okay, let's hear, this is from an album of Karl Bach selections sung by cantors. Where are we starting? With Moshe Shulhoff with Mikdash Melech. Moshe Shulhoff.
Thank you.
That was Moshe Shulhoff, and we'll be hearing him during the second hour of Chazonis. I'm going to be featuring recordings from a wonderful concert that took place in June of 2007 at the Congregation Beth Sholom. It was a concert in memory of Cantor Moshe Ehrlich, and it featured Moshe Shulhoff, Cantor Joel Kaplan, he's the chazan of Beth Sholom, and Itshamir Helfgott. That's during the second hour. Let's continue with this from this album of Carl Bach, and this is Yaakov Motzin, Mimkomcha.
Oh, כי מחכים אנחנו.
Of Motzin with Mim Komcha. That's an album of cantors singing Kalbach. Well, you know, I've often told you that I read half a dozen or more Jewish papers from all different stripes because I'm always interested in reading the take that the different papers have of the news. Some you never see it. You never see articles from one to the other, and I read the foreword just out of interest. Obviously, it's not to my my leaning of the way Israel should be viewed, but it's the foreword. I mean, what can we expect? Haven't brought myself to read the New York Times. Stopped reading that about 7 or 8 years ago. Just couldn't take it. Couldn't take it anymore. But the foreword this past week. Front page. Without protest or funding, Columbia opens Center for Palestine Studies. There is now officially an this is on the front page. There is now officially an academic center on the campus of Columbia University devoted to the study of Palestinians and Palestine. It's so sad. I mean, it's comical, but it's tragic. It's the Center for Palestine Studies. The Columbia Center, which launched officially on October 7th, has an office, a plaque, a website, affiliated faculty, and a plan. Yeah, I wonder what their plan is, huh? In an interview, this is Professor Khalidi, Columbia's Edward Said Professor of Modern Arab Studies and Literature. Well, we know Edward Said. He was the hater of Jews in Israel and the darling of the left and of the Jewish left, which I could never understand. Well, anyway, Khalidi says, we'd like to have postdocs be able to bring students here from Palestinian universities and fund research. Fund research. I wonder what kind of research they're going to fund. How to make more effective suicide bombers? How to kill more Jews? How to incite hatred to a greater degree against Jews and Israel? You know, Abbas wrote his doctoral thesis on the fact that the Holocaust never happened. Perhaps that's one of the postdocs that they'll have at this Columbia. What's it called? The Columbia Center for Palestine Studies. Mitchell Broad, who many of you are familiar with, he runs the American-Israeli Cooperative Enterprise. It's quoted, says, I wonder if this is going to become the Center for Anti-Israel Studies. Mitchell, of course it is. What do you mean, you wonder? Can there be any doubt? And it's so appropriate that it's at Columbia University, that bastion of intellectual freedom. Yeah, what can you do? I just have to go back to 1977. PLO Executive Committee member Zahir Mousain said, and this is a quote, the Palestinian people does not exist. The creation of a Palestinian state is only a means for continuing our struggle against the State of Israel for our Arab unity. In reality, today, there is no difference between Jordanians, Palestinians, Syrians, and Lebanese. Only for political and tactical reasons do we speak today about the existence of a Palestinian people, since Arab national interests demand that we posit the existence of a distinct, quote, Palestinian people to oppose Zionism. For tactical reasons, Jordan, which is a sovereign state with defined borders, cannot raise claims to Haifa and Jaffa. While as a Palestinian, I can undoubtedly demand Haifa, Jaffa, Yaffa, Beersheba, and Jerusalem. However, the moment we reclaim our right to all of Palestine, we will not wait even a minute to unite Palestine and Jordan. Well, there it is. There it is. The creation of a Palestinian state is only a means to continue in their struggle to destroy Israel. And, you know, I was amazed how little coverage was given about Ahmadinejad going to Lebanon, standing on the border of Israel, the northern border in Lebanon, with thousands of Hezbollah terrorists proclaiming the fact that his goal is to destroy the Jewish state. I don't know. What's going on in this world? What's going on in this world? Okay, the Center for Palestine Studies at Columbia University. Okay, this is a quick Odi Shema with Yecheskel Klang and Simon Cohen.
Odi shtama biyare Yehuda uvechutzot Yerushalayim. Odi shtama biyare Yehuda uvechutzot Yerushalayim. Kol sasol vekol simcha, kol chatan vekol kahala. Kol sasol vekol simcha, kol chatan vekol kahala. Oh, the shaman.
Yerushalayim Odi Shama Ve'ale Yehuda Uvechutzoiz Yerushalayim Kol sason ve'kol sirecha Kol hatam ve'kol kala Kol sason ve'kol sirecha Kol chatan ve'kol kala Kol sason ve'kol sirecha Kol chatan ve'kol kala Kol sason ve'kol simcha Kol chatan ve'kol kala
That was, I never heard of Rakovsky, but it's Rakovsky and Rosenfeld, yes. That was an album that was Chazonim singing Karl Bach. We have time for one more Tzlil V'Zemer selection. This should be Kol Rina, unless I'm mistaken. Let's see.
Yeah.